to others an ensample. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. It is well when a man can with advantage be so minutely copied as Paul might have been. Oh, for grace to imitate him this day and every day. Should we, through divine grace, carry into practice the Pauline teaching, we may claim the promise which is now open before us. And what a promise it is! God, who loves peace, makes peace, and breathes peace, will be with us. Peace be with you is a sweet benediction, but for the God of peace to be with us is far more. Thus we have the fountain as well as the streams, the sun as well as his beams. If the God of peace be with us, we shall enjoy the peace of God which passeth all understanding, even though outward circumstances should threaten to disturb. If men quarrel, we shall be sure to be peacemakers, if the Maker of peace be with us. It is in the way of truth that real peace is found. If we quit the faith or leave the path of righteousness under the notion of promoting peace, we shall be greatly mistaken. First pure, then peaceable is the order of wisdom and of fact. Let's keep to Paul's line, and we shall have the God of peace with us, as he was with the apostle.